The Moral is written by James E. Walton, professor of English at CSU Fresno. Our reader is Kay Cummings.
"Please come to Japan," Professor Otsuki implored. "I promise you, no prejudice in Japan." Professor Otsuki's statement left the African-American teacher a bit puzzled. Prejudice was a topic the two friends had never discussed. And how did the professor know the African-American's fears of Japan, never expressed, did relate to acceptance? As the American teacher promised, he did look into teaching in Japan and learned that school always started there in April. The American college president, eager to cement a sister relationship with a Japanese college, agreed to a hasty arrangement that would let the American teacher complete his teaching early and leave for Nippon, the Japanese word for Japan, the very next academic year. The sense of warmth and acceptance that the African-American teacher felt as a sensei, or teacher, in Japan was extraordinary, surpassing any that he had received in his many years of teaching. Students invited him to their homes to meet their parents, who bowed deeply, served elegant meals, showered him with presents, and told him how they were genuinely honored by his visit. On several occasions in the small-town pubs in Japan, the American was greeted with broad smiles and hearty applause. One of the patrons, upon learning that the American had just arrived in the country, excused himself, went to his car, and returned with a present. It was the African-American professor's second week in Japan, 1988, and he was enjoying the sake, the hors d'oeuvres, and the antics of drunken men singing with microphones to words on a video screen, antics that made their way to the States a few years later and became known as karaoke. He bristled, though, when the owner, using broken English, indicated that she wanted the American to sing the next selection. Then she searched frantically for just the right song. No way was the American going to fall victim to the old stereotype that holds all black folks can sing. And how did the Japanese, he wondered, become aware of that stereotype anyway? Then the owner located what she was looking for. Loosing his tie, the professor tossed a few yens on the table and headed for the exit. As he opened the door and walked down the steps, the music seemed to grow louder. The American realized too late that the words on the video screen to this selection were written in English. The song was My Way, with Frank Sinatra crooning softly in the background. The owner had wanted the African American to sing this song not because of his color, but because it was probably the only song in her collection that had words written out in English, not in the usual Japanese character. It dawned on the visitor, after a number of visits to Japan, to teach and conduct research, that for the first time in his life, he was losing all sense of color consciousness. In Japan, for the first time in his life, he lost the constant awareness of color that dogs many African Americans in the States. He felt that he was dealing with people simply as fellow human beings. Ironically, his Caucasian acquaintances had different experiences in Japan. Two of them told him that the Japanese love to touch their hair and ask the question, "Does your hair glow in the dark?" One lady actually moved from her seat across the aisle to sit next to me and touch my hair, reported one blonde-haired white American. The weight of the evidence seems to suggest that the African-American image in contemporary Japanese culture is multifaceted, one based on significant elements of acceptance, xenophobia, misinformation, and some bigotry. The Moral is brought to you by the Bonner Center for Character Education at CSU Fresno.